Gettysburg Seminary presents the Seminary Explores podcast. Conversations on faith, art, people, politics, theology, life, and more. With voices from around the corner and around the globe. Welcome to the Seminary Explores. I'm Katie Giebenhain with Seminary Ridge Review. My guest is Oregon-based sculptor Marlene Ault, the May-June Artist-in-Residence at the Gettysburg National Military Park. Her work has been shown in solo and group shows at the Portland Art Museum, the Yellowstone Art Museum, the American Embassy in Togo, West Africa, the Artemisia Gallery in Chicago, and many other venues. Marlene, welcome to the Seminary Explores.
Thank you so much, Katie. It's great to be here.
So the Gettysburg battlefield is full of monuments of all kinds. You throw a rock in any direction here and you basically hit a monument. And these are all tributes of some kind for those who fought in or were otherwise influenced by the Battle of Gettysburg. So I'm quite thrilled to hear about the tribute you have made and your approach to the scale and psychology of the battle. And could you just tell us about the sighted sculpture which you are about to install today?
Yes, I'd be happy to. The piece kind of came from looking at all the memorials and monuments that are there. And I had also looked at photographs before I came to, and so I even before I arrived, I was interested in the theme of the fallen horses from the war, thinking that might be interesting to. And at one time, I was thinking about merging some animal forms along with human forms in a piece. But what I finally ended up with, I happened to have this cast of a horse hoof that I'd made. I'd modeled it and made a mold of it, and I'd had it with me for quite some time before this, maybe 10 years or something like that. And it seemed to me that might work very well, since I was so interested in the animals that had died, the horses and mules. So I did cast a few hundred of those horse hooves in wax. Wow. And I packed up what I could of them in my car and brought them with me. And then Tom Forsyth took me around to look at several sites. But I didn't know at that time quite what I was doing yet, or how the horse hooves would be, what kind of context would I place them in. And as we looked at interior sites, things didn't work out to do an installation inside, in largely because it would also be difficult to work with the walls or something like that.
Right.
So what happened is that after I looked at all of the monuments, and I think I have seen most of the 1,400 or so monuments and memorials that are there, which are incredible. Then I was able to see, yes, you know, there are tributes to a lot of the regiments and core groups that that came and fought in the Civil War. And then you could see maybe one or two equestrian monuments that had a famous war horse, you know, and a general on them. And then I realized there really was nothing that was a tribute to how many animals died in that conflict. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to use the horse hooves. And by that time, we had also found a site, which was outside. That struck me as just right, and this will be outside the visitor center, kind of way back from the Lincoln sculpture that's at the entrance. So it's kind of in a private spot that has some trees in back of it, and somehow it seemed both kind of intimate and yet very public, because you could see it from the inside. So the audience for the piece was actually going to perhaps be greater than it would have been in one of the historic houses. And so what I ended up thinking about, what the context could be, was finally realizing, thinking about how the dead humans were kind of reverently gathered up from the fields, mm-hmm. you know, and the dead were buried, the wounded were cared for. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gathering up became a kind of phrase I was interested in, and so the piece that I made involves it's sort of like a 19th century cart that would be like a hand cart that people would push or pull. I found some beautiful cast iron wheels that were just the right size for it. And that's what I made for it, because I wanted that to be clear that it was as though the horse hooves had been the essence of them, or the spirit of them was sort of gathered up and was symbolized by these hoof forms that were in the cart, mm-hmm. A pile of them in there. So that's kind of how that piece. I took a long way getting to that, didn't I? But that's the piece.
Wow. It's also interesting how it's, you know, part of this is research and work done earlier, but then you weren't quite sure how it would come together.
That's
really interesting to me that then you came and made the rest of the decisions, not only the where, but the other details of how you would install it, that it's this, you know, there's this preparation, but then there's also the, mm-hmm. the spontaneous, like, what is the site calling for?
That's correct. And I think that's how, I feel very strongly about the piece, and I think I can feel that way because I did spend time really looking and thinking about that, because I wanted to make sure that what I was doing felt appropriate, mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. and, you know, that it was, that the tone of it was sort of out of respect and an honoring of all of the other memorials and monuments that are there, mm-hmm. in the park.
Wow.
So that's how it happened. And it's been very interesting building a cart inside a house. That was my shop.
That's right. So you're staying at the Klingel House, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. A beautiful home. And I love it because I'm just right in the middle of everything there.
Right. You're on the battlefield.
Yes, on the battlefield and in the most beautiful place.
Something else about this choice of focusing on the animals and the horses in particular, I think it's really effective because it can be difficult to convey scope when you have something that's so large that it overwhelms people, right? And so, I mean, war is just one example, and a battlefield such as Gettysburg that was, it's just hard to wrap our minds around it. So I think it's really a very interesting choice, because when you think of the scope alone, the number of horses that were killed, that somehow can actually be more helpful than when we just hear the numbers of how many troops were here and we hear, you know, how the casualties. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it can be too hard to grasp, and so I find that really interesting that you're taking a specific part of this and saying, look, you know, this is how many horses, and then somehow that. At least for me, it makes it a little more concrete than just these other numbers, right?
Yes. Yes, it was sort of daunting to think about, you know, doing a piece when you already had so many incredible sculptures that honored the human form, you could say. And they are really, really interesting because they are so diverse. And, you know, I was led to understand that, well, that's because each group was able to pick some identifying feature, mm-hmm. from the place from, mm-hmm. which they'd come. And they range in style, you know, some look 19th century, others look more like their early 20th century, and I think perhaps some of the Confederate monuments were maybe done a little bit later, since they are more expressionistic, mm-hmm. in style. But I loved how some of them became very contemporary, because one is just it's a rock, mm-hmm. it's like a large rock from a place that's put up on a base, and speaks of a kind of, at least I think I was told that it's not only representative of the home that this core came from, but also boys playing on rocks like that in childhood was part of that memory. And then also some contemporary ones. There's one right by the Klingle House, which is like contemporary in the fact that it's like disembodied. It's a single single arm raised from the top of this plinth, and it's holding a kind of sickle or or knife. And it's just so, you don't expect that. It's just a wonderful piece.
Well, you have done a number of residencies or sort of residency experiences, and I think, oh gosh, what are some examples of the places that you've been on other residencies?
I've done artist residencies nationally. Some of the places might be Sculpture Space in Utica, New York, or the Vermont Studio Center.
So, and you did a sabbatical there, didn't you?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I was able to be there 2 months because I was taking a sabbatical at that time. And I think it was a summer that I spent a couple of months at a Sculpture Space in Utica, New York. So those have been a couple here in the States. And then I've also done some in Eastern Europe. I have been to Budapest and Prague. Doing residencies, and it's all been really wonderful, and the travel that you get to do and what you get to discover as you are visiting these places and living there temporarily.
And so how would you, is there an example of something that you found interesting so far in your, I know you're still in the midst of your residency here, but that you found, I'm asking you as kind of a veteran, you know, someone who has had the opportunity to be in some different spaces and working on different projects, and just, I don't know, some example of something that you found interesting or maybe surprising in your time here so far?
Well, you know, the types of residencies I've done, the ones that I was mentioning in the States and in Eastern Europe, they're artist residencies, which means that it's about meeting up with other artists. You're usually in a group of people making work in that setting. So there's a kind of wonderful camaraderie about that. Most recently, I've begun doing residencies in national parks, and I'm finding it to be different, but a very good fit for me. So Gettysburg is my second residency in a national park. I was, prior to this, I was at Fort Union National Monument in New Mexico. And what I'm finding about the national parks is it is more solitary in a sense of being the artist, being the only artist that's there. But it's such a good fit for my work because I have a natural interest in history. That's always kind of a component of my work when I do a piece. And also it involves a place or a landscape, and that is also central to my work. And so I love the fact that that is my job, you could say, when I go to a national park, that I'm going to a place, and I really need to invest my time. I need to discover it and try to pull out some kind of essence from it, and really want to let my work respond to that.
It sounds like an excellent fit.
Yes, it is.
Really does.
It is. I'm very happy to be doing this.
And could you maybe say one other example? I know it's tricky because you've done many different projects and installations throughout your career, but just for listeners who are a little less familiar with especially installation work, is there maybe something that you could say, just an example of another site that you've approached, just that you could describe that and say, this is another example of what I've done?
Yes, I think a good one to talk about might be an installation I did in Texas. I was a visiting artist for at the University of Texas San Antonio for the fall semester several years ago. And I was also, while I was there, I was doing some teaching, and I was also asked to do a show that would come from being there.
Oh, okay.
So that was kind of a piece that an installation that really relates to what I'm doing now in the national parks. I hadn't really thought about how closely it mirrors that. But in looking around San Antonio, and they had me living in a cabin on a place called Majestic Ranch, which was outside a smaller town of Burney, Texas. And so it was wonderful to be in the landscape there. So one of the things that I started thinking about when I was like, what am I going to do for a show? One thing was I couldn't get over how the moths were outside my cabin and milling around, the light that was out there on the porch. Uh-huh. And I started videotaping that. And then I also had a friend who lives in San Antonio. She took me around to show me a lot of the major sites, things that you could see when you come to San Antonio. And I was immediately attracted to a place that was a museum about all of the people who came to Texas, all of the immigrants. Mm-hmm. And because many of them came in through one of the ports, Texas ports, and so I went in there, and there were, of course, all sorts of ethnic groups that were paid tribute to in there, and then that allowed me to start thinking about, okay, the homeland. And then I loved the distinction between home and land. It's really two different things that are put together in one word. So there is a kind of interesting gap between them that my piece ended up kind of, I hoped that my piece would be about that, because in a way, one leaves one's home and comes to a new land, looking for home again. But there's a lot of, emotions in doing so. And so I loved the tension of that. And so the piece I tried to put together was something about memory. So I incorporated a lot of cast picture frames. And there was a wall of those in there to represent the people you're leaving behind or the people you might be traveling to, but family and memory. And then kind of putting some of those things together with a video of the moths and also some printed images of moths. So the moths' attraction to light was in this show was paralleled to people's search for a home or a place. So does that make sense?
That is such a powerful metaphor. I mean, I wouldn't have thought about it before, but as soon as you started describing it, it's so appropriate.
Yes, and it kind of fell into place after a while when, just by looking around and thinking about what was here, what would you do a piece about? And so it became a really important show for me. And there are themes there that I think are in a lot of my work. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I'm doing kind of a similar thing here by coming up with something that's going to reflect being here. What am I thinking about?
Excellent. We are so glad you're here. And thank you for your time. My guest has been Marlene Ault, artist in residence at the Gettysburg National Military Park. I'm Katie Giebenhain with Seminary Ridge Review. You've been listening to The Seminary Explores. If you'd like to learn more about Marlene's work, visit her website at www.marlenealt.com. Also, you can visit the National Parks Art Foundation at www.nationalparksartsfoundation.org or our local park in Gettysburg at www.nps.gov/GETT. Thank you so much, Marlene.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to sit down and visit with you, Katie.
You have been listening to The Seminary Explores from Historic Seminary Ridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a production of Gettysburg Seminary. We invite you to visit our website at www.ltsg.edu. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Gettysburg Seminary or the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.